I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there are indications this is going to be quite a year when it comes to antler size in West Virginia. Tags are still being collected, but so far the size on many of those deer racks killed over the buck season is like we haven't seen in a long time. The DNR would like to have a look at your whopper white tail if you got a good one. I'll tell you how you can do that coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
When hunters bag a big buck, it is often left up to a scoring system to determine just how it stacks up against all others. Boone and Crockett for gun hunting and Pope and Young for an archery-killed deer are the standards for measurement. Gene Thorne heads up the program for the DNR and hopes anybody who killed a big buck this year will let them have a look at it.
All of our scorers are certified with Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young or both, and they really need to call ahead and make an appointment, not just show up at a district office, because some of our guys are out in the field that would be the closest to them, and they can make a call or go on a website and find out who's the closest one to them. Make an appointment, and they'll sit down and score the rack, officially score it. There'll be a score sheet and a fair chase statement that they need to sign, and then it'll... You know, everything after March 15th will be sent to me, and we compile them and figure out what the listings are and who's the top in each category.
And those categories include the typical and non-typical for both gun and bow. And the four largest in each of those categories earns a plaque from the DNR. And there are minimum scores just to qualify to be part of the contest.
With the bow and arrow and the crossbow, if you're one of the disabled Class Y holders, it's 125 typical and 155 non-typical. With the gun, it's 140 typical and 165 non-typical, and that's the same with the muzzleloader.
And the deadline for entering is March 15th. That's late because a deer cannot be officially scored until that rack is dried for 60 days. Thornton says they've been able to compile a lot of useful comparative data over the years from this process.
We've been doing that program since 1963, and we've built up quite a database that we're actually in the process of getting electronic to where we hope to, in the next 2 to 3 years, getting it online where somebody can go in and actually search by county for, you know, the biggest deer and so forth.
And if you've got a deer that you think will qualify, you're encouraged to set up an appointment to have it scored after the drying period, or just bring it to the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston next month and have it officially scored. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.